Saturday live on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. So we are coming to you live from beautiful Montego Bay in Jamaica because we are giving you the chance to experience the joys and the beauty of the Caribbean for yourself with our all-inclusive seven-night trip for two where you'll stay at the Holiday Inn. But not just that, because there is so much to see in Jamaica, we are going to also give you tickets to the Bob Marley Museum. And I'm joined now by Julia Vaz from the museum itself. And of course, Julia, Bob Marley, a global symbol of Jamaican culture and the one who really brought Jamaican music to the world. So how could you come to Jamaica and not visit the museum?
Very true. I don't believe that a visit to Jamaica is truly complete without the Marley experience. And the best way to get that is to visit the Bob Marley Museum in Kingston, Jamaica.
In Kingston. And this is Bob Marley's, it's located in his former home, yeah?
Yes, it is. 56 Hope Road, it is his former home. When you go there, you have an opportunity to see where Bob, you know, made music, where he played football, where he interacted with many people. As soon as you step in, you see this big yard. And when you enter the house, you have an opportunity to see some of the awards and accolades that he's received. You get to step into the studio where many hits were recorded. You have an opportunity to go into his bedroom, you know, and to see his kitchen, learn about, you know, what he ate as a Rastafarian. Also at the Bob Marley Museum, that's where the attempt on his life took place. So you even see the bullet holes.
Really?
Yes, wow. And we have an auditorium where you have an opportunity to see, you know, snippets of Bob Marley and his life. And of course, there's a gift shop, so you can get a chance to take home a souvenir of your trip to the Bob Marley Museum.
Wow. So how long does the tour actually take?
The tour lasts about an hour and a half. And to be honest with you, I've taken the tour quite a few times. I did it again earlier this year and I got goose pimples all over again. There's something about it that makes you feel such pride in knowing that Bob Marley is Jamaican and in all the things that he's done. I think many people view him as just a musician, but you have an opportunity to see and learn more about him. You learn more about him as, you know, a human rights activist.
Yes.
Learn more. You get a chance to understand more of his legacy, of love, of hope, of justice.
He was an incredible person. Well, not just a musician, but a person. He was incredible.
Yes, very much so.
And the museum then itself, I mean, I'm going to assume here that the family of Bob Marley were very much involved.
Yes.
In bringing this to the public. Yeah?
Yes. The Bob Marley Museum is the brainchild of Rita Marley, his wife.
Yeah.
And she opened the Bob Marley Museum in 1986 to give people that chance to interact with him as a man, as a Rasta man, you know, as a philosopher, as a musician, and all the different hats that he wore. So yes.
And what do you see as a Jamaican woman or the Jamaican people, the legacy? If this doesn't sound like an obvious question, but his legacy for you, for Jamaica.
I believe that Bob put Jamaica on the map. That sounds really bad to say and really full of it. And it's not to say that we didn't exist before or exist after. But he is definitely, to me, one of those persons who ensured people understood Jamaica and our culture and understood where we're coming from and who we are and inspired other people around the world to stand up for their rights. You know,
as I said, an incredible human being.
Very much so.
So if anybody wants to find out more information then about the museum in advance,
they can go to bobmarleymuseum.com and they would have an opportunity to see more about the museum there. Yes.
Okay. And just one final question. Do you have anything coming up?
Well, we do. We have recently opened a permanent exhibition of Rita Marley at the Bob Marley Museum. And I think it's just about time, because many people just view her as the wife of Bob Marley. Many forget that for the past few decades, she's the one who has continued his works and her works. She's the one that has created a lot of the Marley businesses. She's the one who has ensured that the Bob Marley Foundation and the Rita Marley Foundation exist to help so many other people around the world, you know? So, and all while having her own career as a musician at the time and being the mother of not just her children, but also extending that maternal instinct towards all his children.
Well, as I said at the start, an absolutely must visit. You cannot come to Jamaica and not visit the Bob Marley Museum. And thank you so much for taking the time to come.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol.
This is Julia Vaz from the museum itself. An absolute pleasure to meet you, Julia.
Same
thank you
here,
very much.
Same here.